C-O-L-G-A-T-E. Colgate presents Phil Stern
with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports News Rail.
Phil Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Phil Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Phil Stern with the 330th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports News Rail. Our guest tonight is the famous movie star Linda Darnell. But first, reel one. Profile of a tennis match. This is the legend of a prince and a princess. And yet it's a love story, and like all love stories, it begins once upon a time. Once upon a time, according to the legend, there was a boy of noble birth named Caravella. He was a prince of the imperial Russian family, and like most Russian nobility, he'd fled during the Russian Revolution, fled to another European country where he'd grown up. Then he fell in love. He fell in love with a beautiful girl, and she was in love with him. They cared for each other a great deal, and they were finally married, happily married, these two. They made a romantic couple, a princess and a prince. He, tall and handsome, she, lovely to look at. And it wasn't long before the love story of this prince and his pretty wife had become a legend throughout Europe. The newspapers printed pictures of them together. One was never seen without the other, for their love was sincere. That is, it was sincere until one day when something happened that astonished Europe. For one day, this prince and his wife were playing tennis when she began to flirt with another man who was watching them play tennis. The prince became infuriated. He was angered that his wife would brazenly flirt with another man. The prince became so enraged that he refused to go on with the tennis game. Instead, he hurled his tennis racket to the ground, as he said.
If I see you smile at another man again, so help me, I'll kill you.
For a moment, the people watching that tennis match were stunned. The prince and his wife were supposed to be very much in love, and yet the prince had just threatened to kill his wife. The newspapers picked the story up. But the next day, an even more spectacular story broke. For the prince's wife was found, shot through the head, dead. Immediately, the prince was arrested. For everyone remembered the threat that he'd made to his wife on the tennis court. And soon after, the prince went on trial for murdering his wife. And according to all the evidence, it looked like the prince was guilty. At the end of the trial, as the judge was about to sentence the prince, the judge astonished everyone by saying,
I have listened to all the evidence, and the defendant appears guilty. However, I have in my possession secret evidence that leads me to believe that the defendant is innocent. And since I am the sole judge in this case, I find the defendant not guilty. Case dismissed.
And the case was dismissed. But for years, no one could understand why the case had been dismissed. What had the judge known that the public never knew? Recently, the mystery was cleared up. Recently, the court records became available for inspection. And these court records revealed that the judge had dismissed this case against the prince because the judge had known that the man who murdered the prince's wife was not the prince. The murderer was the same man who had flirted with her at the tennis match. This man had tried to see her that night, and when she'd refused to see him, he'd forced his way into her apartment, and in the ensuing scuffle, he had shot her dead. Maybe you'd like to know who this murderer was. This man who murdered the wife of Prince Caravelli in cold blood. According to official Italian court records, this murderer was the former dictator of Italy, Benito Mussolini. Profile of history. Reel two. One of the leading hitters in the National League, and always a hit with the fans from Flatbush. A truly brilliant ball player, that describes Brooklyn outfielder Dixie Walker. And here's how Dixie Walker, Brooklyn's most popular baseball player, describes his solution to the daily shaving problem. For Dixie wrote me,
Dear Bill, I can remember when I was a kid how I longed to have a beard so I could shave. That day came soon enough, and before long I had my shaving problems with tough whiskers and tender skin. But I find the Colgate Brushless Shave Cream the answer to a shaver's prayer. My wire whiskers wilt and skidoo when I shave them off with Colgate Brushless. Anytime I can tell a pal about Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, I feel I'm doing him a favor. Signed, Dixie Walker.
Well, thanks, Dixie. I, too, feel I'm doing all you fellas a favor when I tell you about Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, the shave cream of champions. It's made specially for tough whiskers and sensitive skin. First, it softens the bristles. Then it keeps them soft so your razor can cut clean and close. Notice no drying out halfway, no, sir. Colgate Brushless stays moist and active, clear through your shave. No snagging or pulling. No after irritation. For a sweet payoff, it rinses off in a flash. No gum or grease. So I say try Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, the shave cream of champions. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the top of the carton to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. And I'll see that you get double your money back. Treat yourself to a jumbo jar of Colgate Brushless Shave Cream tonight. Reel 3. Colgate camera close-up of Linda Darnell. Here is one of Hollywood's most famous stars. Linda Darnell is currently starring in Fallen Angel. Although Linda's but a youngster today, she's been a star for 5 years. And here she is in person, the pride of 20th Century Fox, lovely Linda Darnell.
Good evening, Bill. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Linda, I understand you've just finished a picture entitled Anna and the King of Siam.
Yes, Bill. And another one, Jerome Kern's Centennial Summer. Oh, but I can talk pictures anytime. Let's talk sports.
Oh, not quite so fast, Linda. First, a few things about you. Where were you born?
Down in Texas. Texas, where, besides General Eisenhower, some pretty fair sports stars hail from.
Oh, well, such as who?
Well, a ball player named Rogers Hornsby.
Yes, he was good.
And two tennis players, former American doubles champions, Wilmer Allison and Johnny Van Ryan.
Yeah, Texas was tops in tennis, too.
Well, let's not forget Sammy Ball in football.
How's about golf, Linda?
Well, I could tell you a story about two youngsters who started at the same golf club together in Texas. They were both caddies.
Who were they?
Oh, merely Byron Nelson and Ben Hogan, the two best golfers in America today.
You're right. Say, I understand that you play golf, Linda.
Well, I'm not too good at it yet, but they tell me my form's not bad.
Are you kidding?
I mean, my golf form's silly.
Oh, your golf form is silly, eh?
Oh, skip it, Bill. Let's get to another sport. I like football, too, you know.
And your favorite team?
The University of Notre Dame. As a matter of fact, Bill, do you remember the time that you took me to a game to watch them play?
Uh-huh, and Notre Dame spent most of that afternoon watching you. How come you root for a team from Indiana, Linda?
Because, seriously, Bill, one of the greatest sports stories I ever heard was about a football player from Indiana. You know the story, Bill.
Yes, and it is a great story, Linda. Do you mind if I tell it tonight?
Not at all, Bill. Supposing you start the story and let me come back at the end to finish it, huh?
All right, Linda Darnell, that's the deal. I'll begin the story and call on you for the finish. Let's call this story The Portrait of a Football Player. This is the story of a football player from Indiana nicknamed Peter. As a mere youngster, Peter had tried all sports, baseball, hockey, basketball, but it was in football that Peter was best. A good passer, a good kicker, and an excellent runner. It wasn't that Peter played a rough game of football. It was merely that Peter was such a good open field runner that this young football star scored more touchdowns than any other player on the team. In fact, as a youngster in grammar school, Peter was continually being written up by the newspapers as an exceptional football player. Hence, because of this, it wasn't too surprising that one day Peter should receive a letter in the mail, a letter that offered Peter an athletic scholarship at a famous school. This was very flattering. For it meant that Peter could have, absolutely free, a wonderful education in return for playing football. But Peter didn't accept. Instead, this football player sat down and wrote a letter to the school that had offered the athletic scholarship. A letter that read, "Dear sirs, thank you very much for your kind offer to me to come and play football for your school in return for my education, but I cannot accept. You see, while it's true that I do play football, it's also true that I am a girl. I'm called Peter, but my name is Peters, Jane Peters. However, if you still want to give an athletic scholarship to a football player, I know of a very good one. His name is Bob Richards. And not only is Bob Richards a good football player, but I know he wants to get an education because he wants to be a doctor. So, if that scholarship is still open, won't you consider him? Signed, Jane Peters." Bob Richards did get that athletic scholarship thanks to Jane Peters. And through his education, Bob Richards went on to become a fine doctor. 2 years passed after that. Jane Peters grew up and moved to California. And there she became a lovely young lady. One day, she was out driving in her car when she was in a horrible automobile accident. It was a terrible accident that left her cut and bleeding. And when they finally rushed Jane Peters to a hospital, they didn't know whether she'd live or whether she was going to die. It was then that Bob Richards, who owed his medical education to her, heard of Jane Peters' terrible automobile accident, and realizing that she had been responsible for his becoming a doctor, he rushed to her bedside, and because of his skill, he saved her life. Strange, isn't it? That because Jane Peters once played football, she should be responsible for creating a doctor who finally saved her life. But Jane Peters didn't become famous because the doctor whose knowledge saved her life owed his knowledge to her, nor is she remembered as a youngster who once played football, no. But Jane Peters will always be remembered as one of the greatest movie stars of all time. For you knew Jane Peters under her stage name of Carol Lombard.
I hope this country will always remember Carol Lombard. As an actress myself, I can appreciate the wonderful talent that was hers. She was sincere, loyal, and above all, a good friend to those who worked with her. In Hollywood, she will never be forgotten, for she was more than a great actress. She was a great person. But I like to think this nation will remember Carol Lombard for another reason. Not merely because she was a great star, but rather because when this war came and her country called, Carol Lombard gave her life for her country.
Profile of Carol Lombard as told by Linda Darnell. Reel 4, Charles F. McCarthy.
Old Mark Anthony called, "Friends, lend me your ears. But I'd like to say, lend me your face, and I'll show you real shaving performance with Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, the shave cream of champions. Here's a rich, light, fluffy cream, easy and pleasant to use, and made specially for you men with wiry whiskers and naturally dry, sensitive skin. Honestly, men, you just don't know how slick and quick, how smooth, cool, and comfortable brushless shaving can be until you try Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. And notice Colgate Brushless isn't gooey or greasy, doesn't gum up your razor, and rinses off your face and razor in a jiffy. Get that jumbo jar of Colgate Brushless Shave Cream tonight and enjoy champion shaving performance tomorrow. And now back to Bill Stern.
Reel 5, Colgate Candid Camera catches the story behind the story. San Francisco, California. Cornelius Johnson, better known as Corny Johnson, was one of America's greatest Olympic track stars. Last week, he was mysteriously taken off a boat in a frenzied condition, and he died on the way to the hospital. What happened, and why is this story being hushed up? That's the trio mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back, same time, same station, with another edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Our guest next Friday evening will be another famous movie star, Mr. Jack Carson. So be sure and be with us next Friday night at our usual time when we present as our guest, the famous star, Jack Carson. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until this very same time next Friday night, this is Phil Stern for Colgate Shave Cream wishing you all a good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Chafee man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Chafee man, had lots to say. He told you tales of sports heroes, the inside dope he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
Just a minute, Mr. and Mrs. America. $100 million. It's a staggering amount, but the American Red Cross performs a staggering service. $100 million is the amount that the American people are asked to contribute during the month of March so that the Red Cross can continue its huge program of service to our armed forces still overseas and to veterans and civilians in need at home. So give as generously as you can right now to your American Red Cross. Miss Linda Darnell appeared on tonight's program courtesy of 20th Century Fox.
Tonight's Bill Stern Show originated in New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.